This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's alliance is headed for a narrow majority in India's election. Tallies on Tuesday showed he was well short of a widely expected landslide, Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
Having to depend on allies to form the government could introduce some uncertainty in India's policymaking. And it would likely be a big shift for Modi, who has ruled with an authoritative hold for the last decade. The Hindu nationalist BJP won a majority when it took power in 2014, ending India's era of unstable coalition governments. It went on to repeat that feat in 2019. But this time, the BJP's numbers were pulled down, likely in part to the party's poor showing in the country's most populous state, Uttar Pradesh. Analysts say bread-and-butter issues had overshadowed the BJP's appeal to the Hindu majority there.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony, a senior official with the Palestinian militant group Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, said it will not accept any deal with Israel that does not clearly lay out a permanent ceasefire and a full Israeli withdrawal from the Gaza Strip. He said Hamas has told mediators it was waiting for an Israeli response regarding the matter. Israeli government spokesperson David Mentzer said on Tuesday fighting in the northern Israel area was not a sustainable reality, adding Israel was committed to ensuring the return home of tens of thousands of Israelis evacuated from the north as hostilities across the Lebanese-Israeli border remain intense.
It is up to Hezbollah to decide if this can be accomplished by diplomatic means or by force. We are defending this country, and no one should be surprised by our response.